Welcome to the Critical Hits Podcast. I'm Dave the Game. In my campaign recently, I had the chance to run the Tomb of Horrors adventure for my players, none of whom had played in the original. This is the fourth edition conversion of the module, given out as part of the DM Rewards program. In my game, an NPC was telling the story, so they got to play a new set of characters for an adventure as they, quote-unquote, heard the story of the Tomb of Horrors before they went into it themselves in the modern day. I talked about running the game on Twitter, and someone suggested that I record the game. So, this is the recording of the game. It's going to be broken into several parts, as short as half an hour, probably no more than an hour per part. I try to do it at logical points, and it's at the game table, so it's not necessarily the most organized. You know, I'm actually pretty new at doing actual play podcasts, and these guys aren't podcasters, they're players in my campaign. But despite all that, I hope you enjoy, and I hope it helps you run your own Tomb of Horrors game. So, somewhere under a lost and lonely hill of grim and foreboding aspect lies the labyrinthine crypt. It is filled with terrible traps and not a few strange and ferocious monsters to slay the unwary. It is filled with rich treasures, both precious and magical, but in addition to the aforementioned guardians, there is said to be a demi-lich who still wards his final haunts. Be warned, the tale is told that this being possesses powers which made him nearly undefeatable. Accounts relate that it's quite unlikely that any adventurers will ever find the chamber where the demi-lich Asurak lingers, for the passages and rooms of the tomb are fraught with terrible traps, poison gases, and magical protections. Furthermore, the demi-lich is so well hidden in his lair that even those who avoid the pitfalls will not be likely to locate their true goal. So only large and well-prepared parties of the bravest and strongest should even consider the attempt, and if they do locate the tomb, they must be prepared to fail. So, in current time, with your party, Ebek the Inquisitor has heard that you will at one point be tackling the Tomb of Horrors, which has been kind of co-opted by Paldemar as the possible location as his phylactery. And so he wishes to relate a tale nearly 30 years before of when he led a team into the Tomb of Horrors and what happened on that fateful day.
I'm sorry, who did you say is saying this now?
Ebek the Inquisitor.
Remember him? So he's like the critical NPC in the game.
Yes,
I remember him.
During the adventure, take breaks from the flashback into the present.
Right, and then like each, like,
yeah.
Let's get lunch.
We'll finish the story later.
And now for this commercial, brought to you by Doritos. yes, Sean will be playing Ebek, who's leading an Inquisition team into the tomb itself. And these are the team members. If we want to quickly introduce what everyone is, just as a quick reminder.
No.
Awkward silence.
Dark wool, bloodbane, half-orc barbarian.
Vampire the Obedient.
Human Wrath Invoker.
Wrath.
Beatrix Fernkestel, a hybrid warlock wizard.
Elf.
Do you lean more towards control or striking?
Summoning. Striking, probably.
And finally.
And I am Adri, and I'm a half elf battle mind.
What do battle minds do?
I mark them with my mind.
And what happens when they are marked?
Things.
And they're marked.
Do you still like. Interruption, I think? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's they deal damage. Like, the amount of damage that they deal, like the bad guy deals, they also take.
Okay.
As long as she's a jinx.
How much can you mark at the time?
I think it's just one.
Okay.
Yeah, she's got some, you've got some PowerPoint things
yeah,
that you can mark multiple.
I also have some.
This is going to be a very big change of pace for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm not. You know,
instead
so
of running away from combat.
Yeah, but I'll
yeah. Where are we located in the flashback now?
You're approaching the tomb.
Oh.
You've, like,
we're not going
tied up.
Outside the tomb.
No, you're getting close. You decide that because, like, the tomb's
yeah.
indoors, like, you've taken horses out to here from Alexandria, and it's kind of like in the middle of nowhere. And you've, like, tied the horses to a tree.
Okay.
And it started your walk towards the location of the tomb.
Okay. Like, Razorback! Cider!
Do we encounter any monsters or have any other random encounters?
There are no random encounters on your way to the tomb. I'm going to recommend.
Really was hoping for Owlbear.
I would have played Mechalot. Are you in the Dark Sun book?
Not that I recall.
What?
Oh my God. He
sets fire in the Dark Sun book.
You can look through the creature catalog, which I didn't bring. I'm going to recommend that somebody, like, at least roughly map.
I guess, does someone have, like, graph paper or anything? It's going to be hard.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said.
It is hard.
Are we going to start tallying if that's what she said?
Does someone have a mechanical pencil? Electrical pencil?
I have an electrical
pencil. A bioelectrical pencil?
So you're going to want to start, like, at the top of the paper.
Are we going to discuss our backgrounds or why?
I'm going to draw like a flow chart. Is how I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Or
does
is
anybody else?
Quarter is so critical.
I'll see what I can.
What? Do you need anything to write with? Because
I just
flow chart might be okay.
Because scale is going to be really hard.
Yeah.
And like my critically bad drawing skills.
Right. I'd still recommend starting somewhat near the top,
that's
and
fine.
Then
that's
the top is north, and you're going to be going south into it.
For a potential Gen Con run, fame and glory.
Andrew was wondering if you guys wanted to discuss your, like, why you're here or any of that beforehand.
So everyone, we all know why we're here.
Oh, you mean like in character?
Yes.
Well, I'm longtime friends with Ebbick the Inquisitor. Of course I would help him on this important endeavor to rid the world of horrible evil. And this doesn't look right.
So, as you know, we are here to track down Azorak, the Lich, whose foul evil has been tainting the land, and, well, it has to be stopped, and we're the only ones who can do it. I've all hand-selected you for your unique skills in this endeavor. May we all live to tell about it later.
Excellent.
I plan on living.
Should your character only communicate through grunts and gestures?
He just grunts now.
Oh, by the way, what deity does Epic worship?
He worships St. Cuthbert, an exarch of Palor.
Do I have a deity in particular? I put down Ion, but I don't know.
Yeah, Ion's fine.
I worship Ion. He's awesome.
You're kind of an oddball for worshiping like a saint instead of Palor itself, but St. Cuthbert is the god of or the exarch of divine vengeance, and it kind of suits your personality. You enter through the front door street, and the first light brought to bear on the corridor ahead reveals a flare of color undimmed by the passage of time. The walls and the ceiling 20 feet ahead are smooth plaster frescoes illustrated with interior and exterior scenes. Herds of cows graze in open fields. A wooded copse conceals wolves on the prowl. Slaves of various humanoid and monstrous races go about their labors under the whips of fiends and other cruel creatures. Certain of the frescoes create the illusion of an interior space. A wizard's workroom is guarded by two jackal-headed humanoids. A library stands filled with many books and scrolls. A torture chamber holds a barred door behind which some fiendish creature lurks. The floor of the corridor is an equally colorful mosaic of stone set with a distinct 2-foot wide path of red tiles snaking its way south.
Red tiles south.
This is what I've missed. This is what I think of when I think of an old school D&D adventure.
This is pretty much as old school as you get.
Yeah, I like this.
Do I know when the last time anyone ventured in this tomb was?
No one official has really come here yet. Just, you know, various, like, people reporting in, and none have returned.
Say something to that effect to the party members.
Is there like lots of dust that like makes it seem like a lot of people? No one's been here for a while.
Yeah, it definitely seems pretty old and worn down.
And two things out of character: one, art. Where is this again? In the as far
isn't it
in your game world? Like, where is this tomb?
It's in the middle of like it's not that far from the capital of Alexandrian.
Okay.
But it's basically in the middle of nowhere, kind of like. The southeast-ish.
I forget what I have a question about.
Okay.
None who have entered this tomb have returned.
Or at least told about their
return. Or at least told about their return.
Not impressed so far.
Yeah, it's pretty dusty. I have dust allergies, so I'm pretty impressed.
Stay up my accent.
Do we have a scout in this party? Anyone who's good at stealth?
Oh, that was the other question I had to pulse it anyway. Dave Dungeoneering. That might be helpful.
Nope.
Whoops. This party is destined to die.
No one's.
Well,
I don't think anyone took.
Josh's character had all that.
No one took anything useful. In the words.
They have a lot of social skills.
Well, we will be able to persuade the monsters from attacking us.
Or all intimidated.
So, Eric, you really put together a whiz bang team of experts for this.
And selected.
Our master treasure hunter is in here. So no one has stealth. Let's run through. No one has stealth?
No.
No. No one's dungeoneering?
Nope.
Does anyone have...
If anyone can legally take it and wants to do a on-the-fly retrain right now...
I can't.
I'm a plot character. I'm not allowed to. I had to be this character.
I also had to be this character.
It's you guys who screwed up!
No, I'm just kidding.
What's the third skill?
Anyone have thievery?
Yes, I do.
We have thievery.
Cha-ching.
So we have one of the three essential skills to the dungeon.
Even
wizard
of
religion.
Wizard Dex isn't crap.
Also speaking of which, can I get everyone's passive perception? Let's go around.
Yeah,
good thing I have high insight. This will be useful too.
Yeah,
I said I'll go around.
I was pretty disappointed how crappy my skills were.
I don't know where it is on this sheet.
What's your perception?
Oh, it's 14. Sorry.
It's 14's pass.
I don't believe I can take dungeoneering or...
No one's even good at that either.
14.
This is gonna be great.
Effed.
Yeah, all we need to do is like one rogue. We traded all those skills. So that'd be good at perception. Oh well.
Yeah, I can't take either of them.
Anyone good at acrobatics?
I have nine. I trained in acrobatics.
Thievery is what you use. Okay, team of experts. Let's just trudge ahead and hope that nothing comes and bothers us.
I assume we'll be parlaying to a significant degree.
Tomb of parlay.
Tomb of diplomacy.
Tomb of etiquette.
Yeah.
So, now that you guys have figured out that you're uniquely ill-prepared...
The course land is behind you.
You could just leave now, and we might be bored for a couple hours. So it's like 20 feet across this corridor. And there are like the frescoes and whatnot along the walls, stuff along the floor. Do you want to like start moving down the hall? Do you want to like set up kind of a marching order? How do you want to proceed?
We don't good at spotting things.
My perception's 19. I can't train it, unfortunately.
Yeah, you can't train it either.
What rituals have you taken, Richie?
I'm not a ritual caster.
Sean and I have rituals.
I don't have any rituals.
Do our warlocks?
You don't have any rituals?
No,
ritual
Josh is going to take all the rituals that I need.
Yeah. If you want, I can switch to his character.
Marching order, you're the thief, I'm high perception, you're the tank.
Yeah.
I'm pretty tough, so I could go anywhere.
What's your perception score?
7.
Mine is 4.
You want to go second?
I guess I'll go second. We'll have like the tank and Richie go. The tank just wander in first.
Just randomly track.
Keep Richie in the middle.
Well, how about this? If my barbarian is designed to die, so if he dies, I'll go along real quick.
You want to just progress down the hallway a bit then? Oh, so here's another thing you should know. As it is 30 years in the past, sunrods are not a fully developed technology and only shine out 5 squares.
Scouting?
Damn, I bought 2 of them too.
But you can use your cantrip wizard?
Yeah,
let's do that.
So,
I need both my hands so I can't hold.
But the thing is the sunrod does 5.
Yeah.
Light does 4.
We can have someone that carry a sunrod also.
Okay.
Or we can have 2 lights, one front, one back.
Absolutely.
Like that.
Alright, keep creating lights as we go down.
Yeah,
okay.
Just keep like chucking a stone or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or mage handing something.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a little bit down the corridor.
Light that isn't imbuing it, just pick a square.
Yeah, that works.
Head back to your right as you progress down. the fresco of the wizard's workroom with two jackal-headed humanoids. They appear to be holding, actually, a real bronze chest that juts out from the wall. And you think the top of the bronze chest features a hidden catch.
Ooh.
Should we...
The room opens up, or is this down the hall?
So this is...
You started, like, down the corridor a little bit.
So
this is, on the right wall.
So it's on the wall.
Yes.
Okay. I notify my companions of this. Should we activate this hidden catch?
Why don't we search for traps?
Sure. All right. Let's all search it for traps, or have one this have
well, probably not everybody. Because is
it?
It's
not
I know it's thievery. If
it's thievery.
A failed thievery would probably result in the trap setting.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So,
why would there be a chest?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
probably
just
a mimic door.
Yeah, it could be a mimic.
Must be a mimic.
Uh-oh.
I can't
hold out the monster.
Nom nom.
And the doppelganger says, oh, shit.
Ranger has dungeoneering as a class, as a skill.
What's its pre-whack?
Pre-whack. Ranger, I think it's strength or wisdom.
27 thievery,
Dave.
If it's wisdom, I'm in shape. If it's strength, I have 14 strength, actually. I think the strength takes
say, how about I just break open the chest?
That sounds like a good plan B.
On the chest itself?
Strength or dex 13.
You find that same catch, but the catch itself doesn't appear to be
trapped. So it's strength 14.
Oh, strength. Yeah, strength.
Alright, well, the catch isn't trapped.
So I'll pass
so
it.
Show you
a ranger.
Could be ranger. You get Hunter's Quarry once per encounter.
Yes, but we'll let...
Is that a melee power?
No, you can use it for ranged dex. It's the closest enemy, though.
Closest enemy...
Out of character, here is the highest fortitude defense. So 23.
22.
I'll
take multi-range.
Who has the highest reflex?
That probably not
me.
19. 16. Range are the only one?
No.
DHB, which has dungeon here.
I can open it, since I have high fortitude and one of the higher
reflexes. Wait, why are we searching for traps?
He did, and it doesn't have it.
Oh, okay.
So I'll open the cage to the treasure chest. The one he says not traps.
You hit the catch, and the lid of the chest actually swings down, and the interior of the chest appears to be empty. Go ahead and roll a perception check for me.
My perception is 4 out of 19.
Wizards. Yeah, it doesn't appear to be anything in there.
Oh.
So you could be wizard.
I say there's nothing in this chest.
See what you get if you do wizard.
I don't know if anybody else.
You get arcane if you. No, see, that won't work with wizard.
I say this chest is not any fun. Is anybody else scared of
it? I always peek inside the chest.
What, you don't trust me?
I didn't realize 21.
Are you stepping back?
Yes.
Yeah, just
it's
empty,
class,
dark. Dark
scale.
Yeah, part wizard.
Okay.
This dungeon sucks.
Conclusion.
Dennis, you don't have to do that. I'll wizards. If wizards can take dungeoneering, I'll take it.
Okay.
Problem solved.
Rewind.
Do you have a high wisdom?
It'd be 10, but it's...
Better than...
Would it be better for you to take it then?
We can both have
it. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay, so there's nothing in this chest.
You're welcome to look too.
Okay,
I look inside. Is there anything in it?
You want to roll perception too?
Sure. 15.
Nope.
Okay.
Empty.
Well, that was weird. Let's keep going.
Is there anything you pick up or anything? Pick up the chest.
It's like jutting out from the wall, so it's actually kind of attached.
Maybe we should close it.
Alright, we close the chest and go on.
Because the lid like swings in, when you hit the catcher went in, you don't really have a way to
we'd have to reach in and pull it up or something.
Yeah, and then like, you know, like your hand
maybe
would be
pretty...
in there.
Okay. Let's just leave it.
Okay.
It's obviously useless.
Mm-hmm.
With this red herring annoys me. I destroyed it.
So you continue down the corridor. So you're walking. Evic, so as you're walking forward, the ground in front of you suddenly gives way.
Okay.
Does 25 hit your reflex?
Me?
Yes.
Yes.
And you're dead.
Do you have a better fall? Yes.
No, no. Can I jump to avoid it?
Oh, it's
not
as
it's a trap, I guess it attacks me.
And I think in Gurriass is 18 levels. I think I've only ever used other
points. Nope, in this case it totally
twice.
Surprised you.
Huh?
17 damage,
okay.
Ongoing 5 poison damage save ends, and you are prone in a poison spike pit trap.
Okay.
Floor suddenly clouds to realize deadly spike pit below, and so it. It's the full thing that opens, and again, this isn't exactly where you are, but like these squares. And
do you have your cards of ongoing effects and whatnot?
Yes.
So
you found a troll?
Apparently.
This sucks, I'm leaving.
Penalty. Ongoing 5.
Okay, well, what do you guys want to do?
Help him get out of the pit.
Peel.
Well, one down. Let's keep moving.
So there's a pressure plate we didn't notice because none of us are trained in perception.
Correct.
Something like that.
Sounds good.
Nobody is trained in perception?
Nope.
Oh, God, we're effed.
I don't even know where it's like if we're totally just constructed to not do this adventure.
Go ahead and roll another. York pulls you up, roll another saving throw.
That is something.
Or you can take a turn if you got something you want to.
How high is the thing?
10-foot deep line with spikes.
Since you gave us an option of changing, I will train perception. I didn't realize that nobody was training that.
You shake it off. Let's see how.
Okay, but since we're out of combat, I just got a surge to gain HP. one surge down.
Beatrix and Adri, on the wall over here.
We're doing the gain average amount of.
Yes.
Do we round up or down?
Round down. There's a fresco like right here by where the trap was. Fresco of the torture chamber shows an iron door confining a demon from which torture victims cower in fear.
I illuminated a bit better with the light. Is there any other details that we can make out, or is that all?
It's tough because of the pit traps in the way to make out any more details from that distance.
Well, I pointed out to everyone.
Okay, well, we continue to trudge ahead waiting for the dungeon to kill us with our completely inadequate training.
This is, by the way, is the corridor here. That was the treasure chest with the jackals. And the rest of the...
Interesting. Looks like Ultima Underground style.
This is older than that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, same formation.
Can we move slower to look better? Crap, it's going to kill us.
Absolutely. Everyone roll a perception check for me.
Since I'm not ready.
Big old one.
23.
Okay.
24.
Darkle, you spot, basically you continue on, and then on this side there's a pit trap.
I butterflies.
I pointed out.
Should I mark down the traps and everything?
I'll assume that once you know where a trap is, you're not going to run over it accidentally
okay.
most of the time.
Whoops.
Okay, you continue on, and there's several other spots kind of along this long corridor that are similarly pit-trapped, but now that you know what to look for, you can spot them. There's a total of 5 as you move down the corridor.
I will use some ribbon and mark each one from the party,
okay.
In case we have to make a haste retreat.
And everyone roll me one more perception check real quick. You're going to hear that a lot.
Everyone make another perception check?
Yep.
Yep, glad no one's trained in it.
20, 19.
No,
I just trained it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Retroactively.
18.
25. 22. DC was 10, actually.
Still, none of us have higher than a 9.
Yeah, I'm not.
So as you hit 10, so as you're walking along, you're looking for these pit trap locations. You start to notice that in the mosaic floor, it's not just colorful stuff on there. There's actually a message inscribed along like a path that kind of winds around that hits a lot of the pit traps. Like the path specifically takes you like over pit traps, but along those there's writing.
Mm-hmm. Which is the writing in?
Let's see. It's just common.
Effects. Common, okay. Well, we can all read that then.
And you can kind of make your way back to decipher the whole message.
Okay.
There's also, like, it's, you pick onto this kind of about three quarters down the of the corridor. Like, at the, you can tell you're getting close to the end of the corridor, and there's definitely stuff down at the edge.
Okay.
So it's up to you whether you want to, like, go back and get the message or keep exploring south.
Let's get the message.
Get the message.
Okay.
It might be important.
It says, eat at Joe's.
Drink more.
There's a message to the left there.
Would you like to read that for the party?
This whole thing?
Yes.
Wow, that's a long message.
We'll have the orc read it.
In an orc voice.
Is he half orc or?
Half orc.
Okay.
But he has an orc voice.
They say, I don't like reading.
I can read it.
Scholar will read it.
Astervac congratulates you on your powers of observation. So make of this whatever you wish, for you will be mine in the end no matter what. Exclamation point. Go back to the Tormentor or through the Arc, or Arch, I guess, and the second hall, Great Hall, you'll discover. Shun green if you can, but night's good color is the, for those of great valor. If shades of red stand for blood, the wise will not need sacrifice aught but a loop of magical metal. You're well along your march. Two pits along the wall will be found to lead to a fortuitous fall, so check the wall. These keys and those are most important of all, and beware the trembling hands of what will maul. If you find the false, you find the true, and into the columned hall you'll come, and there's the throne that the key that's key and keyed. The Iron Men of Visage Grim do more than meet the viewer's eye. You've left and left and found my tomb, and now your soul will die.
Just as
it seems that there's lots of clues on that.
Yeah, let's write this down.
Yeah, you have you write
in game, or else Dave takes it away.
Yeah,
right.
The old mean DM.
Or I make you make intelligence checks to see what parts you can remember.
Yeah.
Critical
so what's it say about through the arch? Is that, do you think the next at the end of this part, or it seems like it would be chronological?
It says go back as well.
Go back to the Tormentor or through the arch.
Oh, okay.
And the second great hall you will discover. Two pits along the way will be found to lead to a fortuitous fall. Okay, can we go back to all the pit traps, trigger them open, and look down? The ones against the wall, that is. Any ones in the middle, we don't need to trigger.
Okay. There's all but one of them are along walls.
Okay.
You trigger them, and one of them is right by that one fresco.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest. You look into them. You shine your light down there, and don't really spot anything other than poison spikes.
Okay.
Is there anything on the wall itself? Like, near the trap?
The fresco.
Fresco.
Yes. I mean, there's... the only ones that really stand out along the side walls are the one with the chest and the one of the torture chamber.
Torture, what do you say?
Talk about a tormentor.
Well, I don't think we... I don't know if we've encountered any of this yet.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm sorry, I was reading that over again. What are our options?
Go forward, I guess.
Just go forward. I just triggered all the traps, see any of them led down to where we wanted to go.
Okay, so you return south. and you get to the end.
Are you still drawing?
Yeah,
so,
we haven't really reached anything yet, but yeah.
To the left, so at the end, to the left, a stone archway set into the wall is completely obscured with swirling white mist. And then at the end of the corridor straight, There is a mouth of a great green devil in an impenetrable dead... In the mouth of the great green devil is an impenetrable dead black haze.
Dead black what?
Haze. Let me... Hold on a second.
Oh, haze.
So on that big thing is a picture of the archway, which here's a smaller one, and then here's the demon mouth thing.
How big is that demon mouth?
Of course,
it's pretty big. It's big enough for a person to get into.
So I imagine we probably don't want to go through that.
If you can trust this
yeah,
thing.
Well.
I mean, yeah, I agree. Let's trust it and then see that.
So we're going through the arch instead?
Well, can we... I say, the warlock wizard, I say, you know magic. Is this haze trustworthy? Or this mist?
What do you call... Miss trustworthy.
Out of character, can you roll Arcane?
Yeah, I know.
I think you got that.
I'm just snapping that at you.
Is it? I don't want to walk through the mist if it's going to tear me asunder.
That's a big word for orc.
Hey, I'm half orc.
Asunder is really important. There's the orcs have 15 words for like cutting things up.
Yeah.
Like
snow Eskimos.
The archway is imbued with powerful teleportation magic.
So if we go through there, we'll teleport.
This is the point of no return, my friends.
So that's the arch.
I'm
assuming the devil is the shun green.
So you look
plus
at the
tormentor.
A knight's good colors for those of great valor. So
black.
He's got the black thing.
Hold on a sec. More information. So Beatrix, as you're sort of examining it, The luminous mist you cannot really see through, but when you get closer to examine it, three of its stones begin to glow, bright yellow at the lower left, blue at the top, and orange at the lower right.
All right. I point that out, of course.
I approach it, too.
Okay.
It's the same colors.
It's still glowing the same colors, yeah.
Okay. Yellow, blue, and orange?
Yellow, blue, and orange.
I guess we just go through.
Yeah,
I think that's our option. And I guess we're supposed to shun that green thing.
We could also be talking in riddles, like go through the orange. The other two make green.
Mm-hmm.
Well, go through the. I mean, those are just different colors around the portal. Right?
Yeah, from what I understood, it's a mist, and there's three colors. But I mean, it's entered through that direction. Like, go closer to the orange than to the other two colors.
Like, these are three gems, right?
Yes.
Oh, I understand now.
So you we're going through the same portal no matter what.
Okay, I understand now. I was confused.
Can you
bright yellow at the lower left, blue at the top, orange at the lower right.
Can you want us to touch the gems and see?
Sure.
Good.
I'll touch the little gem, the orange one.
The orange one.
Character bursts into fiery orange flames.
Quick, touch the blue one to get down some water.
It responds to your touch, and then that's it.
It just like glows more brightly.
It just glows brightly,
and then they all go back to the original.
Yes,
shape.
And it stays the same.
What does it say about red? It says something in there about red.
If shades of red stand for blood, the wise will not need sacrifice aught but a loop of magical metal. You roll along your march.
Crap, I think I'm just going to try and go through.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so after touching the arch one, I attempt to walk through.
Okay, you walk through and disappear.
We all follow in the water, may as well.